Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Breeze for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. The Beatles' 8 days a week, the touring years, directed by Ron Howard, was awarded a Grammy last week as Best Music Film. Ron Howard was not at the ceremony. Instead, he chose to go to London to accept the British Academy Film Award for Best Documentary for the film. The awards were presented within a few hours of each other. Prior to the Grammys, Music Cares held their Person of the Year awards ceremony honoring Tom Petty. Danny Harrison was one of the performers at the show, and Ringo attended the ceremony with his wife Barbara. Former Paul McCartney and Wings member Lawrence Juber will release a new album on March 3rd. The collection, entitled LJ Can't Stop Playing the Beatles, will feature solo acoustic arrangements of Beatles songs. And finally, the once-thought lost album by Mortimer will finally be released on March 20th. Who is Mortimer? The New York trio showed up to Apple in 1968 and were quickly signed to the label by George Harrison. Paul McCartney gave them a new song to record called On Our Way Home, which he later renamed Two of Us. Apple and the Beatles were falling apart before the record ever got released, and the recording has never been released until now. Check out rare Beatles-signed artwork as well as famous Beatle photographs and animation at the newly redesigned rockartshow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.